Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Marco churning toward Louisiana. Officials expect it to bring storm surge and extremely strong winds by the end of today. And Marco's not the only threat facing the Gulf Coast, as we hear from senior hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center, Eric Blake.
Laura is maximum wind 65 miles per hour. We expect it to be approaching the northwestern Gulf Coast on Wednesday.
The Republican National Convention beginning today in Charlotte, North Carolina, though the event will be mostly conducted remotely and streamed online. President Trump will reportedly speak all four nights. California's wildfires reaching historic proportions. Deadly lightning sparked blazes have burned over 1 million acres over the past week. Six people have died in the fires. Wall Street index is up, but just slightly. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
A group of community activists urging Governor J.S. Pritzker in Illinois to declare a state of emergency and deploy the Illinois National Guard to Chicago. The group making the demand yesterday, pointing to the city's surging number of summer gun violence incidents. Former city council candidate Raul Montes Jr. saying the National Guard is needed because Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot cannot control the city. Four aldermen proposed the deployment of the Guard to the city last week, but the measure was referred to committee for further discussion. Lightfoot's accused the four aldermen of grandstanding. TikTok is suing the Trump administration, the social media company saying it will challenge President Trump's executive order that would effectively ban TikTok in the U.S. unless it is sold to an American buyer. TikTok releasing a statement over the weekend saying it has sought to engage in good faith to provide a constructive solution. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
As the college year begins, Canadian colleges are having issues with foreign students. USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
American students accustomed to easy access to Canadian campuses are now facing unprecedented obstacles to continuing their education as the nation's borders remain all but closed due to COVID-19. Visas that were once processed in a week are now taking months to secure. Students have been asked to prove that their physical presence is essential, no matter that campuses and dormitories are open as learning shifts online. The impending school year creates a conundrum for the Canadian government and for some 500,000 international college students. Canada's international student policies are not far from those of the Trump administration, which originally planned to deport foreign students whose courses were fully online this fall.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy can expect more heated questioning today when he testifies before a House committee. DeJoy appeared before a Senate panel on Friday defending his brief tenure amid growing concerns about delayed mail. Democrats have accused DeJoy of sabotaging the U.S. mail in an effort to aid President Trump's reelection. He's called the allegations outrageous. States are bracing for a flood of mail-in ballots in November's election because of the coronavirus outbreak. And city leaders in Denver promised an aggressive response after a riot that damaged police headquarters and several other downtown buildings. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We do it how we roll and get this country back on track, but look, it's up to we the people. And I wonder, you know, the Democratic Party repeatedly used that term last week like as if they wanted to reconnect with the U.S. Constitution when so much of what they're doing and promoting is against our constitutional freedoms. I mean, let's impinge on our First Amendment, the right to to speak freely, the right to associate and come together as people of faith, varying churches, and here we are locked down and kept apart. I am pleased to see that there are hundreds of churches across the country, if not thousands, that are resisting this, that are saying, look at, and when I say this, I don't sense a recklessness that's coming out of these institutions, a recklessness that would just say, look, we mock COVID, it's inconsequential, you know, the fact that 175,000 people have perished is irrelevant, we're going to go. Really, this is a time when people are coming together and realizing when something is out of control, like COVID. And I say out of control, I mean, look at all the king's horses, all the king's men coming in on this thing. And what do we have? We're still going through this process, and it's not about a vaccine. People want you to think it's about a vaccine. You know, look at there. There is a prevailing thought to promote chaos in our country for a political purpose, because I don't know what other purpose it serves, but for politics. And because we have an election, a very important election coming up, and that's what you have to look at is who gains on this by all this obstruction and resistance and ongoing concern about COVID. And all the different bits of information that we've been getting, it's like, what is the truth? What are we really dealing with here? Because anybody can get the figures and use them to their own benefit and their own argument, but do we have a sense that there's somebody in the middle? And I hear people in the middle at times, but they're not given the platform, you know, like a Dr. Fauci or a Dr. Birx. And this is why we have to be very careful and judicious about wading through the communication that's coming out. And you have to choose. You have to choose for yourself. Like we, you know, we've had Dr. Jerome Corsi here, and of course he's got his telemed program, which I think is brilliant. It is a solution-based idea that if you, you know, we have a right to try, and if you feel comfortable and you want to get involved with hydroxychloroquine, and I know that some people, when they hear hydroxychloroquine, their brains explode because of some information that they've received. This is something that's been around since World War II. I mean, it has a long history of success for certain things. Now, like anything, like any other drug, as my doctor told me, Bill, you got to realize, I mean, there are, there are side effects. You just don't know exactly, you know, what they will be. But by and large, though, the history of hydroxychloroquine is well established. And but again, it goes back to what I said earlier. If you follow the money, then you realize, okay, there are interests that do not want something like hydroxychloroquine coming into play because it's $10 a dose versus something like remdesivir, which is $3,000. So, you know, that tells you right there, just follow the money, you know, as to what's going on. And that will tell you a lot, not to mention the fact that you can follow the politics. As we said last week, we're reminded that politics is downstream of our culture, and we say the we say our politics stinks. Well, you know, what does that tell you in relationship to our politics? If the politics stink, and culture is upstream of that, then our culture is not smelling too good either. And this is really something that, outside of everything else. And the fear that has been, you know, thrust upon us, and, you know, how it's made America feel weary, I mean, to the point that if we weren't divisive and, weary of our fellow man, we are even more so. And if you want to really make people feel even more weary, well, then put our fellow man out there without a mask. And all of a sudden, the mask police come out. It's incredible. You know, that here we are, this one-time free nation, mostly free nation, has found itself all bound up in fear. And what's being cast upon us, thank you very much, COVID-19. You wonder, you know, because I've had people say, what is it going to take? What's it going to take to get out? I said, well, clearly it's not going to take man. Don't think because a vaccine comes about that that's going to be the answer. The answer will be whatever the answer that the mainstream media and the Democrats and those that are pulling those levers want to hear. And what they want to hear is that Donald Trump is no more. He's no longer president of the United States. That's their ambition. It's not about saving this country or doing anything. I mean, Ocasio-Cortez made it pretty clear with a tweet that she put out about a week ago, saying that it's a small price to pay, you know, that businesses would go out of business, children would be delayed going back into school, a couple more deaths, small price to pay, in her estimation, you know, for getting Donald Trump out of the White House. I mean, really? I mean, this is what this has come down to, that people don't even care about people's lives anymore. That's pretty pathetic, and that's coming out of a party. And some might say, well, that's just the left wing of the party. Well, you know, but it's hard, you know. It's hard to, you know, cut that away, just like it is. It's hard to say, well, the FBI, most of the FBI is, you know, pretty legit and fair-minded and that sort of thing. But when you have, the head rotting, as we know, you know, fish rot from the head down, it's going to be impossible to think that that infection has not gone on into the body stream. And it does. That's what happens. And it takes, you know, some incredible leadership and a lot of courage to go in and tackle that and say, okay, we want this no more. And it's kind of like where we are in our country right now. And there's no room for the silent majority, and there's no room really, you know, for people of faith who routinely, and you've heard these numbers, and it really shocks me every time I think about this, that people of faith, that 50%, only 50% of people of faith will actually go out and register to vote. What? Come on, are you kidding me? I mean, when you look back at the history of America and the key monumental alterations and catalysts that were put into play, and I'm talking about catalysts for good, it has been people of faith and the church behind it. And right now, here we are at such a pivotal crossroad that absent the church, I'll tell you, America's to hell in a handbasket, as Ronald Reagan said. The nation that is no longer under God is a nation soon gone under. And this is what we're on the brink of right now, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is really what it all comes down to, is a spiritual issue. And if we don't wake up to that, and I understand for some people, this may not be the gospel they want to hear or they relate to. But you tell me, you want to follow the gospel of Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, or are we going to follow the gospel of Almighty God who created heaven and earth, who has the answer? For me, it's an easy choice. I'm Bill Martinez. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you always like to hear from us at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're going to talk a little bit about the post office and, the conversation and of course, more delusion that's being put out there, which all has to do about the election, right? Anything that has to do with the election, if it can be argued in such a way to make the government, make Donald Trump look incompetent But some of their suggestions are so disconnected. I mean, it's really sad, but that's what we have to wade through, ladies and gentlemen, anymore these days with the media, because they have their various levels of motivation. And right now, especially when the majority of the media is very prejudiced against Trump and very much for the Democratic socialist, well, then that's what you hear. It's that worldview that's being thrust upon us. No wonder that people think that, you know, they come up with scenarios about Donald Trump. I mean, constantly calling him a racist. It's like, I want to stop Juan Williams. I want to stop some of these people. Say, wait a minute, what are you basing? What are you making that kind of statement on? You know, the president says something, and all of a sudden it's a racist statement. Again, there's no foundation, but they're allowed to recklessly say words like this. That is absolutely disgusting to me. It just really irritates me to no end. According to Gary Bauer, the former vice president did what he had to do during his final night for the Democratic National Convention, and deliver a bit of a coherent acceptance speech. Some heard it as that. I thought it was a bit labored, but that's okay. I mean, all things considered, he was able to stay on point, and I think that when, you know, his supporters were just hoping that he would get through it. It's quite the low bar for somebody who's aspiring to be the president of the United States. It's like, okay, I mean, just every time Joe Biden speaks, if he is to get in the White House, we're all just supposed to be hanging by the edge of our seat that he's not going to say something goofy that could, you know, ignite something terrible because he misspoke. I don't know. Just some of those things that come to mind and concern you just a bit. Basically, as Gary says, the Democrats are trying to make this all a referendum on Donald Trump. Actually, it was Peter Luntz who made the statement. Not his policies, not the issues, but on Donald Trump himself. Trump needs to make it a referendum on Joe Biden's policies because his Biden's persona is very positive. And that's the thing that's amazing to me. You know, for 40 plus years that Joe Biden has served our country, you know, he still has, you know, favorable ratings, even in spite of, you know, what smells in terms of Ukraine. And here he is on tape. I mean, you know, right in front of everybody. You talk about a quid pro quo. To me, that was a quid pro quo, and my humble opinion. But I guess the powers to be didn't see it that way, that somehow it was okay for Joe Biden to hold up billions of dollars to Ukraine that had already been approved and said, look, if you don't get rid of that that prosecutor who was nosing into Hunter Biden's business and causing some problems there in terms of some potential, you know, conflict of interest. And, oh, by the way, not to mention the fact that Hunter Biden had been on Air Force Two, according to Chris Farrell with Judicial Watch, who reported last week, over 800 times. Oh, I mean, I thought he'd only been maybe six. I mean, if you'd asked me, how many times do you think that Hunter Biden had been on Air Force Two and on the people's plane? Of course, it becomes Air Force Two when it's the vice president. Air Force One, of course, when the president is on the plane. But here's Hunter Biden, over 800 times. Like, what's he doing? Like, he's part of the State Department? I mean, he's on official business with the Vice President of the United States? But, of course, we know a lot of personal business, because he was paid, you know, over $1 billion by the Chinese. Now, why do you think they did that? Why? I mean, if this doesn't smell of obvious conflict of interest, then I don't know what. But people don't want to talk about that. And they don't want to talk about the fact that Hunter Biden was on the plane that many times, and how disconnected they are from this, that they bring Hunter Biden and they They make him part of the convention and speech. And I understand on the surface, yeah, you'd want your son to do this. But when you've got all this conflict of interest, it reminds people that something's either wrong or somebody's delusional. They just figure, okay, which the Democrats are famous for doing, is when they're caught with their hand in the cookie jar, they spring out the cookies. And, you know, they may not even wipe their mouths of the cookie crumbs, but they just bring out the cookies and then say, you know, why are you bringing this up? You know, those cookies, that's old cookies. They, you know, it doesn't matter anymore. You know, like it's never been resolved, but it's old cookies. So you can't talk about it. I mean, it is amazing to me. And of course, the mainstream media does us no favors either because they're not reporting on it because, clearly, Biden is their guy. So Biden can make mistakes. He can jump, you know, fall into a bucket. No big problem. Donald Trump looks at the bucket. Big problem. I mean, this is what we're dealing with. And this is what many Americans are upset about. And they're saying, okay, I'll play the game. I just won't respond. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to, you call me. You ask me who I'm going to vote for. I'm going to say the least offensive thing and move on because I don't have time to get into all these things. You figure it out. And maybe you'll figure it out on Election Day or after they count in all the mail-in votes and all the other stuff that they're trying to do in order to bamboozle and to tilt, you know, to tilt the advantage in their favor. And again, they want us to believe that mail-in voting is the same as absentee voting. Absentee voting is what we've done for decades. We've become pretty good at it as well. But mail-in voting and some of these states, you know, like Seattle said, look, it took them 5 to 10 years to get through it. And you got some of these states right now being pushed by Democrats says, no, let's just go. You know, the winds be damned. You know, we're just going to go and move forward. And we're going to send out all these ballots. And one of the things you have to realize, and for me, I've been in marketing most of my life, and I understand this clearly, having done a lot of mail campaigns, is that about roughly, you know, 20% of what you mail out is worthless because people move. And roughly, that's about the rough number, you know, vary from market to market, like right now in New York, a little bit higher than that right now, in California, higher yet. Because people are moving out of zip codes and moving out of the state as quickly as they can afford to do so because they're being pushed out. But that's what you have with the regular mail system, is that you have that many people moving. And some people don't, you know, necessarily put a forwarding address, all that good stuff. And so now you got these ballots, legitimate ballots, that are out there flying around. Well, do you think that some people would want to get their hands on those ballots to maybe tilt an election? Do you think that that's even possible? Well, this is what we have to look at. But yet, you know, you have Democrats, you have Attorney General, you know, Eric Holder claiming that there's no voter fraud. And as I maintain, I go look at, interesting, there's no voter fraud, but people still get arrested and they're spending time in jail for voter fraud, believe it or not. And too many, sadly, are Democrats. I know there was some ballot harvesting, I think it was in Virginia, that was done by a former Democratic operative. A Republican got involved with it. And, of course, now all of a sudden they use that as kind of the balancing foil of it all. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, they did us no favors. And this got us in trouble, and ballot harvesting is taking place. And here we are. And this is what we're dealing with, and we're dealing with this illusion between mail-in voting and absentee voting. But they want you to believe that it's all one and the same, and it amazes me. Whether it's Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, I mean, it's just, at some point, you think that they all lose credibility? I mean, because you can't believe them anymore. You know, it's kind of like what, you know, Dr. Billy Graham said, you know, about politicians. He said they don't lie when they put their hands on their head or they, you know, touch their face. You can always catch a politician when he's lying, and that's when his lips are moving. Sadly, that doesn't say much about politics, but it says something about it being downstream of our culture and why it stinks. And so it's up to the culture to do something about the politics that we're being subjected to right now, ladies and gentlemen.
This report is sponsored by Eli Lilly and Company. Eli Lilly and Company is committed to supporting those living with diabetes and recognizes the importance of having access to insulin. In response to the COVID-19 crisis, Lilly has expanded its insulin access options for those needing extra help. If you have commercial insurance or no insurance, the Lilly Insulin Value Program allows you to fill your monthly prescription of Lilly insulin for $35. Additionally, for individuals enrolled in government insurance programs, such as Medicare Part D, Lilly has made 3 insulin options available at half the list price. All of these resources are available through the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center. If you need support or would like additional information, please visit insulinaffordability.com or call the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center at 833-808-1234. Representatives can help determine whether the Lilly Insulin Value Program, an insulin with a lower list price, or another option is the best financial choice. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Marco churning toward Louisiana. Officials expect it to bring storm surge and extremely strong winds by the end of today. And Marco's not the only threat facing the Gulf Coast, as we hear from senior hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center, Eric Blake.
Laura is maximum 65 miles per hour. We expect it to be approaching the northwestern Gulf Coast on Wednesday.
The Republican National Convention beginning today in Charlotte, North Carolina, though the event will be mostly conducted remotely and streamed online. President Trump will reportedly speak all 4 nights. California's wildfires reaching historic proportions. Deadly lightning spark blazes have burned over 1 million acres over the past week. 6 people have died in the fires. Wall Street index is up, but just slightly. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, the left is going hard after President Trump's alleged personality. You know, this is what the media does. They define the candidate, and the left has been doing this for a long time, Nancy Pelosi et al. But the hard thing that is that just speaks volumes is the work product that Donald Trump has done on behalf of the people. You know, we say promises made, promises kept. I mean, look at those. Those are hard to deny. So the only thing the Democrats have is that we just don't like his personality. Well, you know, I got to ask our next guest, Alfredo Ortiz, who's the president of the Job Creators Network. Alfredo, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Always great to have you. Good morning. I hope all is well with you.
Yeah, all is well. I'm here in California observing the insanity here. And, boy, I'll tell you, it's no wonder people are moving in droves out of both coasts, whether it's New York or California. I mean, they go, get me out of this insane place. I mean, if you're not following suit, they'll disconnect your utilities and your water. I mean, I don't know.
Bill, Bill, I love how Governor Ducey out of Arizona says it best. He thanks Governor Newsom all the time for being his best recruiting recruiting tool.
Exactly. Yeah, really, you have to be thankful for your competitors, I guess. So, but you know, the thing is, Alfredo, when you look at what the media has done, how they've tried to, you know, malign this president. I mean, the president's brother can't die without it being a problem, and there's some sort of weird attribution, you know, towards the president's personality, and even comments like, "Oh, you know, too bad, the wrong Trump died." I mean, this is our culture. This is the way we talk these days.
Yeah, it's just out of control, Bill. It really is. And it's really a sad statement now, you know. And of course, you know, there's no stopping the left, and the media encourages it. I mean, the media itself on the left talks that way now, right? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we actually, you know, went through the past weeks of comments from media folks, and that media folks themselves hadn't said that, right? That, you know, too bad the wrong Trump died. I'm positive that that has been said already.
No, that has been said. It was out there. It was on a tweet. I can't remember who it was associated with specifically, but I remember seeing that. And
can you imagine, Alfred, if somebody said that about Biden, about Obama?
Oh, no, the heads would explode. No, there's no doubt about it. Well, you know, clearly the double standard exists. We just have to live with it, accept it. The challenge that we have is that how are we going to train up our kids, Alfred? I mean, we try to train up our kids to be decent and respectful, and you have the media making statements that are unsubstantiated about the president of the United States, and I'm concerned even with Joe Biden and his clear cognitive deficiency. We have to treat that with kid gloves in a way, because you know, because of respect. It's almost like you just let him talk and he indicts himself.
Yeah, that's so true, Bill. Look, I mean, the scary part about this November, we hear it, you know, almost every election, that it's a very consequential election, right? This truly is the most consequential election I think that we will have experienced in our lifetime. When you look at what's on the ballot, America itself is on the ballot. Think about the stakes in this election. They couldn't be higher. Our free enterprise system is under attack. Our morals are under attack. Law and order, prosperity, rights, regulations, taxes. I mean, this is all the stuff that really is going to differentiate these two camps. Mm-hmm. And Biden is all about, I have a new tagline for him, Bill. It's read my lips, all new taxes.
Yeah.
Right? Because
good
that's
line.
All he's about. $4 trillion in new taxes on Social Security, new taxes on small business. Then you lump it in with regulations. You have the Green New Deal, $93 trillion, right? Some ridiculous amount that isn't, like, can't even explain that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the list goes on and on. I mean, and we had the best economy. We got to remind people that we had the best economy in history before the pandemic hit.
Right.
We know that environment which President Trump had set up of lower regulations and lower taxes, literally almost from day one, was what started this grand economy from being what it is. This pandemic hit right out of the blue. We couldn't see it happening, right? You can't prepare necessarily for something like that. Although now that it's hit, I think President Trump has done the best job possible given the circumstances. It's so easy, Bill, as you know, to be the Monday morning quarterback on anything, right? Oh, he could have done this, he could have done that, and he could have done this. Yeah, he probably could have done a lot of different things, but it's what he did that made the difference. It probably saved millions of lives, and quite frankly, which is why we're on this turnaround in terms of even from a job perspective, we're starting to see this V-shaped economic recovery.
Well, we have a paradigm in place that was brought to you by the president and this administration. I often say, Alfredo, you want to look at what somebody's going to do, look what they've done. And Donald Trump is a clear signal of that. And the same is appropriate for Joe Biden. Look at what he's done in order to look at what he will do. I mean, the Obama economy was devastating. Yes, it started on rough road. There's no question whatsoever. But in coming out of it, this was the longest that we ever had taken to come out of a recession historically because of the economic policies that were, you know, thrust upon we the people. And, you know, people need to realize that. I mean, the takeover of healthcare, a sixth of our economy. I mean, at every turn, it was one disaster. And then Joe Biden talks about reclaiming some sort of international footing. Well, our international footing was in grave distress after the Obama administration, lest people forget.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, look, when it comes especially to the economy, the contrast between Joe Biden and President Trump, it couldn't be clearer. I mean, we have to remember Biden is a career politician. He spent 48 years, I believe is the number, in Washington working to what? To increase government power and crush dynamism of free enterprise. I mean, fundamentally, that's what he was about. He was vice president, but he was part of an administration that saw the slowest job growth in decades. And to your point, a health care reform bill that really gutted our health care system. And I have to tell you, Bill, that's why, you know, Job Creators Network, we launched a campaign called 10for20.com. If you could ask listeners, if I could, for 2 seconds.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Because we have information on there to try to help people, because this is going to be a turnout election, Bill. Mm-hmm. It's really not something that people are going to decide which is the best policy. It's really going to come down to turnout, right? And what the left is going to try to do is dissuade as many of our voters to go to the polls, right? And they're going to try to flood the system with these mail-in ballots, which we know is going to happen there. We're all for absentee ballots. We believe we need absentee ballots. Mm-hmm. But they have blurred the line between this mail-in ballot idea and an absentee ballot. It's very important people understand that, right? And so we need people to stand up. We need people to go out there and fight. This 10for20.com campaign that we launched does exactly that. We ask people, to, you know, first of all, 10 people to pledge that you're going to vote, right? You mm-hmm. yourself, and then get 10 others to pledge that they're going to vote.
Exactly.
We need people to go out and vote and get up. Don't get complacent. I jokingly call it, Bill, people have heard, you know, GOTV, get out to vote, right? Mm-hmm. They've heard of that before. I jokingly call it in honor of Goya Foods and what was happening
yes.
there on the cancel culture. I mm-hmm. call it the Goya movement, the get
yes.
off your ass movement, if I may.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Well, you know,
we need to do that.
Without a doubt, we can no longer be passive. I mean, this idea of a silent majority, Alfredo, we've got to speak up. You know, I've been saying yeah. repeatedly here, even churches, evangelical churches, only 50% of them will actually register to vote, which is, you got to be kidding me. I mean, this is against God's command. You know, you need to engage the culture. And when you look back historically in America's history, every time there was something significant of any kind of monumental decision, it was people of faith that led the way. And so you can't have 50% only registering, and of that 50% that register, only 50% of that number will actually vote. I mean, this is
yeah.
what got us in trouble. This is what got us to where we are today, is that people were apathetic. And look, I get it. You may not like his personality, but Donald Trump's policies worked very effectively until COVID came into play. And I don't even know the policies that Biden and Harris are offering if they're going to get us out of this morass. If anything, they're going to get us deeper because of the socialistic hard left turn that they're looking at here, Alfredo.
Yeah, that's right, Bill. Look, people have to get out and vote. Do not be complacent. Do not believe that because the silent majority stuff that you can just sit back and it's all going to work itself out. I say people who are afraid of going out to the vote, if you can go to the, you know, gas station and pump gas in your car, if you can go to the grocery store and buy eggs and milk and stuff like that, you can certainly get to the voting booth in November and get out to vote.
Exactly. And even if you have to mail it in. I mean, if that's the game, you know, that's the way we have to play it. Alfredo Ortiz. Thank you, Alfredo.
Story close. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible. With no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-514-48. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-501-HIT for more information.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in the languages people were born to speak.
The threat of kidnappings is prevalent in Nigeria, where thousands of Christians are facing persecution as they trust in and glorify God with encouragement from the Tide Ministry's Gospel Radio Project. One listener wrote, "A month ago, my younger sister was kidnapped with her daughter. I prayed without ceasing, sewed without ceasing, evangelized without ceasing, danced without ceasing, and today God has set my sister and her daughter free. I came to give him all the glory." A high crime rate, poverty, unemployment, plus tribal and religious tension create dangerous living conditions. Christians often become easy targets because they stand in contrast to the surrounding suspicion and violence. Nigerian Christians desperately need our prayer and support.
To read more inspiring stories about how Jesus is touching lives through the Tide Radio Ministry in Nigeria, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, I love this song. It just is such an encouragement, what Danny Gokey sings out to us, that, you know, sometimes we're just so close. And we don't even realize it because we just haven't seen it yet. You know, I think of, Abraham had to take his son up on Mount Moriah to sacrifice him. Remember? And, it was this incredible test. And I read that as a father, you know, thinking, gosh, you know, if God had asked me to take my son and take him up to be sacrificed, a son that I'd waited all my life to get, is like, whoa, you know, what a test that he went through. But as he takes him up there, I'm firmly convinced that the ram was already in the thicket. I want to bring Adam Holtz on right now. He's the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Adam, you know, when Abraham went up on that mountain, I just believe that ram was in the thicket. And he just couldn't see it. I mean, for the distress and the hope that he may have had that, oh God, you know, I love you and I'm obeying to the point that I'm going to sacrifice my son, to you, trusting what you said and what you told me earlier. But in the middle of all this distress, he couldn't see the provision that God had already set aside for him. And I think that we are in a similar situations, especially right now in this era of COVID, you know, people out of work and, you know, looking, you know, for deliverance, you know, from a government that really is incapable of being the true deliverer of this pandemic.
Yeah.
And so, and I almost think like God is saying, what, you know, turn your eyes to me, and as soon as you do, in much the same way, like Nehushtan, the bronze snake that was lifted up, when people looked to the bronze snake, they were healed. And, you know, and I think that we're looking to D.C. instead of the true Redeemer.
Yeah, you know, I think that's exactly right. I read an interesting article a while back that said, you know, that evangelical Christians have an eschatology, that's, you know, a theology of end times, that gives a hope beyond this world. And I would say the Christian faith in general, but they were talking about, you know, an evangelical understanding of that. Mm. And it said for progressive liberals, there is nothing after right now. And so their eschatology is absolutely dependent upon taking power right now,
right,
and forcing that agenda. And I thought that was pretty interesting. And I think, you know, historically, if you look back even at some of the plagues in Rome, it was the Christians who took care of people because they had a bigger hope than this moment. And
yes,
it was a remarkable witness that the Christians were out there caring for those who were, you know, basically pariahs in terms
exactly
of how everybody else was treating them. And I'm not advocating taking, you know, really reckless risks, but I think you're right in that our hope is certainly not in the government. Now, I want the government to function competently. I want the government to do everything it can to reasonably get a handle on what's happening, but, you know, this virus is an organic thing. It's got a mind of its own. And
but you can't have people fussing and fighting each other. You know,
yeah.
Nancy Pelosi cannot be utilizing and weaponizing this for political gain or political destruction of some sort of the other party. I mean, this is what's coming out here so loud and clear, and the voters need to take note of this. I mean, the problem with our politics is our culture. Our culture has allowed, we've created this stinking, you know, cesspool in D.C., and this is of our creation. The good
yeah
news is, because we created it, we can uncreate it, right?
Right. No, I mean, I think that obviously we always have, the ballot box is always a referendum on the status quo, right? I mean, right, it is our chance to go and to speak our mind with what's mm-hmm going on there. And, you know, back to your original point, man, our hope is not in the government.
No.
Our hope is in Christ. And I think that that's a point that especially, yeah, and here's the other thing, and this is, I'm going to make a plugged in segue here. You know, we look at entertainment media all the time, but my wife made an interesting observation. So we switched cable providers, and the new one we went to no longer, it makes it actually harder to get the news. We could usually stream the evening news whenever we wanted to, and for whatever reason,
mm-hmm,
either this one doesn't have that feature or we can't find it, which it could be either one.
Yeah.
And
that's all right. Well, you'll have it. You got a 3-year-old in the house or something. They'll,
yeah,
they'll flip a switch, and then all of a sudden it's there,
right,
and go, how'd
exactly
you know? But that's the way it always happens. The 3-year-olds figure it out before the adults.
But she observed the other night, you know what? We haven't been able to watch the news, and I'm less stressed out. And
yeah,
I think that's the other piece here is that we've had pandemics before, but when you fixate on the stupid thing 24/7, it consumes your entire thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And when we don't put that news in front of us, it's like, well, you know, you go out, you wash your hands, you put sanitizer on. Colorado has a mask mandate. If you're out in public in stores, you have to wear a mask.
Right.
So we're following the rules, but it's not something that we're, you know, losing our minds stress-wise over. And again, it's
yeah
not to minimize it. It's real. It's
right
out there. But the news, the constant drumbeat of these messages, it just starts to warp your perspective.
Well, it really does. And like I shared with you, you know, with me living most of the time now in Florida, I'm a California boy. We had earthquakes that come and went.
Right.
And, 2 days later, you're cleaning up and moving along, but that's it. I mean, in Florida, a hurricane's coming. We get 10 days,
right.
10 picking days of in each 15, increment of news cycle that comes in, the rhetoric.
Yeah.
And the language is much more dire, and I'm like going, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
I mean, this state has a lot of older people. I mean, its average demographic, a little bit older than most states. You are going to set off a statewide cardiac infarction of some sort.
Yeah.
Because you're just scaring the holy what have you out of people.
Yeah.
And this is what's going on here. I mean, people are being so fearful because of the information that's put out there by the mainstream media. People aren't coming together because for disparate agendas and reasons, and of course the big one is the 2020 election. We want
right.
Trump out of there, so we got to make it look as worse as it can be. But again, if you're not, if you're not a person of faith and you don't realize that, and just about any page that you open up in the Bible, there's 365 references to fear not,
right.
Because fear is a violation of faith, which
right.
is a violation of our relationship with God, right?
That's absolutely right. And all of us have that challenge in front of us to go back to Scripture. I was looking at Mark 4 in the Message paraphrase the other night, mm-hmm. And it talks about the seed cast in the weeds, and Eugene Peterson translates it. The seed cast in the weed represents the ones who hear the kingdom news but are overwhelmed with worries about all the things they have to do and all the things they want to get. The stress strangles what they heard and nothing comes
right.
of it. And,
right.
man, what
that's
a time.
What your wife, that's what your wife is saying. Exactly. Get out of the weeds. We
yeah.
got to get out of the weeds.
Exactly.
Really. And tell your wife. Give her a hug for us. I mean, we
I
appreciate
will.
That revelation. That's exactly it. I mean, we're getting so wrapped up in this stuff that we're really, and again, we're being played here. That's what people need to see. For a political agenda, we're getting worked up. And look, you need to get out there, whether on the mail-in voting, no matter whatever the game, if that's the game, hey, you got to play the game.
Right.
And you want to mail in your vote, make sure you get it in there in time. We have absentee voting taking place. It will be handled. The post office said they can handle it. They've got plenty of money. They're okay, to get us through the election. It's all going to be fine, but everybody's being worked up into this delusion that somehow the election is going to be compromised. I mean, certainly we need to keep an eye on it because we've seen
yeah.
what's happened in the past. People
yeah.
right now, with so much on the line, like you said right now, so much on the line. I think people are going to do what they naturally do, because you have those people who are not associated with the truth. It's all about stealing and cheating, and sadly, that's part of our body politic
well,
and the people that we live with. That's it.
And it's about power.
Yes.
I mean, that's the postmodern thing,
mm-hmm.
is where there is no truth, the only thing that matters is power. Nietzsche talked about that,
right.
125 years ago, and we're seeing it worked out right now. And I participate, I'm involved, I'm engaged in conversations, I vote, and I trust God,
yes.
And that's where we're at. And so I think, again, I have to lift my eyes to the hills, and I live in Colorado, so it's easy to lift my eyes to the hills, although we've had forest fires
oh,
all over the place. We can't even see the mountains right now. There's so much
oh, wow.
snow. But,
wow.
mm-hmm. It's just that reminder of, over and over, we're admonished, don't live in fear.
Mm-hmm.
Live in faith.
Yeah,
so,
fear not. Yeah, because it is, it really is a test in a sense that if you're fearful, that's because you're not holding on to God. And that's really evidence of that. So, our bit of encouragement to you, check out PluggedIn.com. We got lots of movies there, that you can consider, that they've reviewed on our behalf to make sure that we make the right choices for our family, like The Sleepover, Tesla, Magic Camp, Silencing, Fearless, Sputnik. I mean, High Note, it's all right there. So, check it out. And, Adam and the gang, again, doing a stellar job, whether it's with the movies or, DVDs or just the culture at large. Right?
That is exactly right, and we'd love to have you come check us out. Thanks, Bill.
All right. Thank you, Adam, as always. We'll see you next week, buddy. Take care.
Sounds
God
great.
Bless.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi.